I keep doing it on YouTube or something.
Good morning, everybody. Is he on? Good morning, everybody. Welcome to TDL. Geshe-la will soon start teachings. Geshe Losong Silchim La, our new director, wanted to thank everyone who attended yesterday's prayers for His Holiness's long life. He was very happy to see all the students here. Secondly, some of you have requested to make donations for Geshe Gelson's one-year anniversary in India. Please make out the checks or whatever to Thupten Darjeeling. And in the memo column, please make sure it says Geshe Gelson first-year anniversary. And that's it.
Yeah. Jumbo yon zero yon zero Please be listened to precious holy Buddha Dharma, conjoined by the motivation called the Bodhicitta or the altruistic intention, in order to attain supreme, complete, and perfect enlightenment for the benefits of all mother sentient beings. Last Sunday on 17, 2010, you have listened about the precious human rebirth, how it is difficult to find again, and how it is very important to do good activities, to do good virtuous actions from this precious human body. If we lost this precious human body, then it's very difficult to find. Therefore, what we have found, such a precious human body and mind, in this form of body and mind, we have to practice Dharma. Then the subject called the impermanence, the death and impermanence. It said that someone who remember the impermanence and death, he can receive and bring the many benefits or advantage. Someone who don't remember impermanence and death, then they will lose the benefits. Therefore, those gurus and master prays to the impermanence. Then the great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa advised to ask that the Nyabarchiwa Sambha, Namchi Nyame Sambha, Chiwe Tsishwa Madhu Khanjijam Nibemba Sambha, advised and let us to remember that the death is certain, the time of death is uncertain. After death, we will reborn in the samsara. What will benefits after death, what we have practiced the Dharma, collected the positive karma action that can benefit to us. Therefore, as those practitioners, they understand the death is certain, then they decide to do the Dharma. The time of death is uncertain, then As they heard about this subject, since then they practice the Dharma. So we have to follow and copy to those Dharma practitioners if we want to be a good person. Then there are the what we call the 10 virtuous actions, or the on the other hand, the 10 non-virtuous actions. The 10 non-virtuous actions is summarized by the Acharya Vasubandhu. He said that there are 10 virtuous actions and non-virtuous actions. If you summarize what action we do from our body and speech and mind, so I just remember you those 10 non-virtuous actions you have listened many times from body, what we call the killing actions, stealing, sexual misconduct, and from our verbals, or those from our speech, we have done those negative actions in the past. Such negative actions from our speech called the lying, divisive speech, harsh speech, and then senseless talking from our mind. We have thought that the what we call the coughters, a harmful mind, and the number 10, what we call the wrong view. So what we have done in the past, those bad actions, negative actions, negative karma, we have to purify those. If we don't purify those, then the meaning or the definitions of the non-virtuous actions is that the actions which give us the suffering and pain in the future, in the next rebirth or the other rebirth. That is the meaning of the non-virtuous actions. It said that the non-virtuous actions give those sufferings. Therefore, what we don't want a suffering. We want more happiness and peace. Therefore, we have to purify those negative actions in the past, what we have done. There are also the process of how to purify our negative actions. There are four powers which can purify whatever we have done, the negative actions in the past. The number one, we have to regret what we have done negative in the someone who has done negative in the past. We have to regret it. That's the one power, or annoying upon it, what we have done, negative actions or the negative karma. And then the another power, what we call the reliance, that we have to take in refuge, and the bodhicitta, that also one of the power to purify our negative actions in the past. There are also the real antidote, or the power to purify our negative actions from our mind, from our speech, from our body, what we have done to when we are in this samsara. We met the different people, different sentient beings, and also the objects, or those holy objects. Whatever we have done, the negative actions, we have to purify those through reciting the 35 Buddha Purification Sutra, and also other, if you heard the Tantric Vajrasattva mantra, then you can recite those and purify whatever you have. We have negative actions which give sufferings and pain in the future, which will reborn in the lower realms, lower existence. Therefore, we have to purify those through this practice. And also, we can, whatever we recite and reading the Dharma text, that can also be purify our negative actions. After that, the guru said that at the end of the sutra of the purifications, what we call the we will not do again such negative actions because that gives us suffering and pain. Then what we call the commitment or the promise not to do again such negative actions. Then from this, the great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa said that the therefore, the great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa said, in our daily life, we have to purify our negative actions, those non-virtuous actions in general, and then also we have to purify whatever we have done the negative actions for, as we have received the individual vows or the pratimoksha, and also we have someone who received the bodhisattva vows and the tantric vows. We have to purify in our daily life. Even the great scholar Guru Adisha, when he was in Tibet, whatever, sometimes when he has negative faults and the mistakes about the tantric vows, then at that moment he purified his negative actions. And some of you also read about the biography of the great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa. Lama Tsongkhapa also has done millions of the prostrations or the paper homage to those holy objects, and doing the mandala offering to those holy objects, and he purified from our view to he has shown us, and he indicated us how to purify or cleanse our negative actions. Then the we will. It's interesting that we will learning and training upon the initial scope or initial level person. Then once we understand that, I am not born in the lower realms because I have we have purified such negative actions. Because if we have no negative actions, then there will be no negative results, because the result and effects, it depends on its causes. To then try to cultivate more positive actions. As the Ajarya Nagarjuna said that when there is a very beautiful moon in above the sky, if it covered by the dark cloud, to we cannot see the moon too, and once the wind come and the dark or dark cloud take away by the wind, and then the moon can appear like that. Whatever who is a the bad person, negative person, if he or she practice those purification, and he can become such a wonderful person, as an example of those that the beautiful moon. So through this, we have to purify those negative actions and cultivate those positive actions. After that, in the life of the experience song of the great scholar Tsongkhapa, he leads us to the intermediate training. In the intermediate training, there in his the spiritual song or the song of the realizations, he is saying that the Then the great scholar Tsongkhapa expressed and teach us about those subject of the Four Noble Truths. In the past, in India, there was a king, there was a queen, many queens, and among them there was one king and the queen. They married, and then king always wished to have one child, good child. And after as the king wished that, he wanted to fulfill it, the queen became pregnant, and after she had given a birth, there was a prince. There was a prince, and the king became very fruitful and delighted because the queen had given a birth. Is a prince, is a boy. Then, as he fulfilled his thought, he gave a name to this his child, his real child. He gave a name they called, as he fulfilled, he gave the name called the Prince Siddhartha. And then the Prince Siddhartha was carried by his stepmothers. And then after he became married with one other the queen and give her one birth. And once occasion, King Siddhartha, the Prince Siddhartha, told to his horse rider, he told to, the name called the Dasyodhumpa. He told to this horse rider, he told that I want to go outside from the kingdom, the palace. It is not satisfied to me. Not satisfied to me. Whether he has a very many smooth clothes or dress to dress up. There are delicious foods on the table in the kitchen wherever. There are many servants who serve the king, the Prince Siddhartha. But he is not enough for that. Then he told to his horse rider, and then they went outside the kingdom from the east door gate, and then from the west, north, from different gate. He existed from that door to see the outside world or environment. Then he saw one person, and he told to the horse rider Dumpa, stop here. And he stopped, and he asked to his horse rider what happened with that person. And then he replied, oh, that person is an illness person, sickness person. His elements are not equal, so he suffered by the illness. Sickness. He is suffering with a sickness. And then he thought that, oh, there is a sickness in this world, illness in this world. Then he saw one person, and he told the horse rider, oh, stop here, I want to see that person. And then when the person was very old, and is the Gundamba said the and the Gundamba master also said that when we became old age, we changed our the hair color, we didn't wash it. It's the old age. We cannot speak very well from our tongue. That man bending, he depends on the one holding the stick. Then that man is suffering with old age. And then also there might be a lady who can suffer with old age. So the horse rider told, horse rider said to the king, that the Prince Siddhartha, that, oh, that person is suffering by the old age too. Is one of the suffering in this cycle, existence or the samsara. And at the final, he saw the one person carried by the four person, that person, and he asked, stop. And that person, he passed from this world, that was his end. As you have seen the many movies, in India also, we see the movie in the tattoo. In the Sunday, very busy, the movie in the tattoo too, very busy. And then they show the drama on the screen too. And there is a hero, actor, actress. They show the very wonderful movie too. very nice. They pick up the very wild, nice environment, very nice environment, very good person who looks like that person, who looks like Harry Potter. They pick the person like Harry Potter. It's who looks like Richard Gere. They pick the person like Richard Gere, right? If they need a Gandhi, then they pick up the person like a Gandhi, too. They show the movie, and we were watching the movie. And then after, when the movie finished, and then there's a one letter, too. It's called The End, so. Oh, then we thought that, oh, it's finished. Now I want to see again, maybe it was end. And then it was end. And after that, the older person who works in the movie theater, they switch off the light or electricity, and then the building become a darkness. Oh. And then really end, too. So like that example, the one person who was died or passed away, there was ending of life. Therefore, it said that the seventh Dalai Lama, the seventh Dalai Lama, he said, and then he practiced the Lamrim practicing, and the seventh Dalai Lama told that the the Dalai Lama, seventh Dalai Lama Gyatso Kyesa, said that whatever the higher state of the samsara, whether it's the King Ishvara, whether it's the Chakravarti king, whether it's a president, whether it's a prime minister, if it is the state, higher state of the samsara, then it is not the permanent, and then he or she may fall down from that high state, because it's a changeable, it's a not stable, it's a not solid state, higher state. And then whatever adorns in this samsara, we adorn by the different, the beautiful dress, jewels, the house, whatever we have positions in this world, at the end, it extinguish, it finish. The great scholar, the Dalai Lama, Gyatso Kyesang Gyatso, give the example of the boat. If we take the boat, we decorated the boat in the ancient time. This time also, if you see the Queen Mary boat and other European boat, Mexican boat, they make a very boat beautiful, shining, but many small lights, flowers, they decorated the boat. Then if I take this boat to the other place, in that boat, once I have crossed that, the lake or the ocean, and then from that, I left that boat, too. And then that boat said to me goodbye, and I said goodbye to that boat, too. So like that, whatever we have at the positions, like a tabernacle, the electricity torch, and the books, whatever we have, when the death comes, we cannot carry a single penny, or a single penny and clothes and so on. We have left everything of them. Then it said that Dagi Sen Rui Gishin Tiji San Shidinan. As you remember, the great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa said that the life is like one flash lighting in the sky. And then the Gyatso Kyesa also said that the life, it's like a lighting in the sky. It's a very example of the short time too, and therefore what we experience in this life, happiness and pleasure, it's a not long pleasure. It's a very short pleasure. After that, like the darkness, we will be become a die, and then we have to take in the next rebirth. In order to take good rebirth, then we have accumulated more positive karma, then we can enjoy to the next rebirth. If we don't collect the more positive karma, then we regret when the death comes. Therefore, we have to purify our negative actions. We have to learn those four noble truths. Then the Prince Siddhartha, when he go back to the kingdom, then he don't wish to stay in that kingdom, whether it's a very glorious kingdom or glorious palace, whether it's a very many the servants, men and women who serve him delicious food, whatever is there, everything is samsaric position, to the position of the cyclical existence, it can be changed. They also said that, give it tamachiwa. Sabya Thamma Jeva and Divya Thamma Jeva. It said that whoever born in this cyclical existence, samsara, at the end, they will taking the death. Whatever earn we have the positions, at the end of this life, we have to let those. Whatever we met a different person, different friends, different partners in this life, when we are alive, we are just separate from the temporal separation. Maybe I'm here, and then maybe my friends in the Mexico, just separate friends, just separate temporal. Maybe I'm here, my friends in the India, my friends in the Europe, Vietnamese, Korea, just separate in the temporal. When the death comes, then it's a final separation. The final separation, then we will not meet again. Example of that, the green flower leaves on the tree. The green leaves on the tree, it dry up, and then wind comes, it fall down, and it will not again on that tree. Like that, when the death comes, we rarely separate from our relatives, friends, partners, whatever we have. And as I mentioned before, once we have taken the higher, the rebirth or the higher state in this samsara, it can be fall down. It can be fall down. It's not the permanent state. Then the Prince Siddhartha changed his mind, and then he gave up his kingdom or the palace, and he went to near the one the house writer support him to take him from the palace to the outside, and he stayed under the one stupa, and there he cut his hair, and he really generated the thought of renunciations to, he really experienced suffering of the cyclic existence, the suffering of the birth, the suffering of the old age, the suffering of the changing, the suffering of the death, and then all the four sufferings, what we wanted, were separate from the desirable things, and then very wonderful friends who speaks us very pleasantly, who give us the more things and positions, we are suffering of the separate from that. So unwanted, in the other hand, unwanted things, it comes to us. So we and then also we are searching the one happiness, and when we're searching the one happiness, and then there are many other when we're searching the happiness and peace, and instead of it, the suffering comes. As I gave the Nigarjuna said also that Jidhar Longbu Chansapkola Chumbayin, the young elephant or the cow, wish to eat the very green grass. When he eat that, he fall down from the cliff. And like that, in our samsaric life, we are running from the day, time, night time. Even some person, they don't sleep in the night time. My job is at the night time job. They don't sleep in the night time. Instead of that, they sleep in the daytime. They run for the peace and happiness of this life. But instead of that, the suffering comes. one after another, one after another. That's the real, the story of our samsaric life or the life of cyclic existence. Therefore, the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that if someone don't concern and contemplate about the sufferings, I don't want to think about the suffering, I don't want to contemplate upon the suffering, then they don't wish to free from that suffering. Therefore, the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that be contemplate upon those sufferings. He don't just said that in order to contemplate for us, he shown us, he indicated us in the textbook, the path to the enlightenment. He indicate those sufferings, show of these sufferings. After the Prince Siddhartha gave up the kingdom, and then he was in the jungle and practiced a dharma, very hardship practice, ascetic practice there in the jungle or in the forest. And after he became an awakened person or enlightened being, he attained his the full enlightenment. Then he became, he changed his name called the Shakyamuni Buddha. He became a Shakyamuni Buddha. After when he became a Shakyamuni Buddha, then he told the first sermon or the teachings in Saranath or Varanasi in the deer park. He taught at the first 49 days he didn't speak, meditate, and then after 49 days in Tibetan we call the Sangha and Gyajin, Brahmin or the Ishvara, they request us to Shakyamuni Buddha to please, they supplicate, request to teach the Dharma. Then the Shakyamuni Buddha taught the first teachings called the Four Noble Truths, which is very important subject to arise the thought of renunciation, too. The thought of renunciation, someone who heard about the three principal part of the aspect, and then they also eat the thought of renunciation. Then this thought of renunciation, if we shifted it, then it supports us, it helps us, it generates us the loving kindness and compassion to other sentient beings. And then from that, you have heard many times from your spiritual master, many times we heard together here, from that loving kindness and compassion, then we can generate the bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions in order to attain our supreme enlightenment, our complete and perfect enlightenment for the benefits of all those sentient beings. With this, yesterday I thought that I will give you the oral transmission of the part to the lamp for the path to enlightenment. I received this oral transmissions from one Jepun Geshe. This is the very wonderful text, the root a text of the One Lam Rim teachings, the lamp for the path to enlightenment. It was composed by the great scholar, qualified scholar, discipliner, the Guru Atisha or the Sri Dipankara Jhana. He composed the lamp for the path to enlightenment in Tibet as the one of the Tibetan wise, the king, royal king, Chanchuwe, requested to Guru Atisha to compose one text which can complete, which can conclude it or contains all of the Buddha's teachings, which can benefit to all of those sentient beings. And that requisition, Guru Atisha became very delighted and pleased as his requisitions. Because of that, Guru Atisha is very cherished practicing the bodhicitta as a main practice. Then in this, the lamp for the path to enlightenment, he has written the main subject or the chapter called the three matters or the meanings, the initial level scope and intermediate level scope, and then the advanced level scope. And in the advanced, about the professional vehicle, and then tantric vehicle. All the Buddha's teachings are concluded in this, the teachings. May I just read it to you as I am giving the oral transmission. I don't know real meaning of this really root text, which is a real one of the source of the Lamrim teachings too.
用所做把这六八的呢，别讲我些大主把就些六六米呢，现在六八没人不咯，我些中华民族老，这就现在六八起来，让太阳特别把这些现在让咱们家别的都别的，我们些家好多年东老的，也家真正六八米就咯，真正真正做六六，松柏人老老来呢，没把花龙去打了，一年节老小把些，你说现在就别让我些打，简直不就，些老不就，今朝到这边你把是没就，直接你莫去家也提把没来，帮别些些老不就，今朝到这边你把是没就，直接你莫去家也提把没来，帮别些些老不就，现在学到多大结棍把些，他不当这边些老的，些老这边他不当，他不就很急，请我些怎么特别你个帮没些。 现在讲到的话，现在做那些帮别些了，到那些老些养到一万四万九，现在不是进宝贝，进宝贝进了做几百些，那他们些到就话，那么些都不熟悉。他管管些当年结婚些，现在把那么管吧，今年是九年多多，他们基本管别没，碰到我们大姐姐，那么结婚没法度就别，那些东西些把那些老些那些做些，别把结婚里面的没把那么，那么些没多些，你把你家的就是你家的，家穷嘛，没我不让你们结婚。 现在你家里见面的就买拉面的一些，我你家那些买，让他去那他们街道去到对面那些那我你那没办法。让些还买不好，你多你还多你点些就把他五马走完出来，叫我把那边那些那东北人都留下把，反正兄弟们就外地些的，也是来的那么久了，这边就拿这么些的，管别人到了多些的，别就拿他们，这边就拿么留不了些东西，让些到你没办法，他们也把那管把人。 电视了广播和银行，电视了电视上，我要看见那些马东西，电视了电视上，我要看见那些马东西，电视了电视上，我要看见那些马东西，电视了电视上，我要看见那些马东西，电视了电视上，我要看见那些马东西，电视了电视上，我要看见那些马东西，电视了电视上，我要看见那些马东西，电视了电视上，我要看见那些马东西，电视了电视上，我要看见那些马东西，电视了电视上，我要看见那些马东西，电视了电视上，我要看见那些马东西，电视了电视上，我要看见那些马东西，电视了电视上，我要看见那些马东西，电视了电视上，我要看见那些马东西，电视了电视上，我要看见那些马东西，电视了电视上，我要看见那些马东西，电视了电视上，我要看见那些马东西，电视了电视上，我要看见那些马东西，电视了电视上，我要看见那些马东西，电视了电视上，我要看见那些马东西，电视了电视上，我要看见那些马东西，电视了电视上，我要看见那些马东西，电
Okay. I just read a little bit from the top, okay? Because you want to, it's very interesting to you to listen again and again, okay? And then you will understand the real meaning and subjects in it. If you listen again and contemplate and meditate. Thank you very much to listen this what we call the oral transmission of the root text of the Kadamba practitioner, root talks of those the new Kadamba practitioner also, and then also the one source of the Lamrim teachings. With this last time we are here at how to listen the Dharma in the actual process, to how to listen the Dharma in the actual process. There are the three folds, three qualities, and then the six recognitions. And from the six recognitions, we have to understand how to listen the Dharma. As when we listen the Dharma, we should think that, I'm an illness person in this samsara. As the gives in the example, the biography of the Shakyamuni Buddha or the Prince Siddhartha, when he saw the illness person, oh, I'm like that illness person too. I have to free from the samsaric the disease too, which produced by the it's the root, what we call the delusions, and also it's also the from the karmic actions too. From that, then the person who speaks the Dharma as a doctor, and Dharma itself medicine, and someone who practices Dharma can be recover from illness, the suffering of the samsara. We don't want to even listen to the suffering of the samsara too. But however, whenever we are remain in the samsara, and we experience this samsara suffering in order to purify those suffering, then the great scholar Tsongkhapa, who is a rare scholar, he told that we contemplate upon those suffering. If you don't contemplate upon those suffering, if you don't thinking upon those suffering, then you don't wish to be free from that suffering. So like the example in the prison, if the person don't think that, oh, prison is a very ugly place, dirty place. The person who lives there are fighting each other. The food is the poor food. The food is like a dog food. The food is like a cat food or so bad food. And the clothes in what we use in the prison is a very dirty clothes. The person, however he understand and contemplate often the mistake and faults inside the prison or the jail, then he don't want to wish to go in the prison too. He want to free someone who is in the prison. He want to free from that prison, prison or the jail. So like that, we thinking about the contemplate, thinking and contemplate about the suffering, then we wish to free from those suffering. Then we analyze what are those causes of the suffering, what are those origin of the suffering. Then the guru advised us, we have attained such a precious human body, precious human form. Even the devas and asura, they aspire our form of body too. Now we can practice the Dharma. Then we thought that each of time in this precious human lifetime is a very important time to listen to the Dharma, to practice the Dharma, not to harm to the other person. If we harm to the other person, indirectly it harms to ourselves. Then we can abandon their negative actions. The great scholar Tsongkhapa told about this, the suffering, the karmic action, and the delusions or mental affliction, and he pointed out that the ignorance is a fundamental mistake and fundamental cause in this samsara, that the ignorance. We have different types of ignorance. One of the worst ignorance, what we call the ignorance which don't understand about the real nature, the emptiness, shunyata. Then when we listen to the Dharma, I too have the ignorance too. The Guru advised us, Guru with a great compassion. The Guru advised us with a great compassion, introduced us the emptiness. Then, if we're wondering the other object, then we don't understand the emptiness too. So, in this point, to understand the emptiness is very important. It should be understood through our contemplation, through analytical meditation. Analytical meditation depends on the concentration, the higher training. The higher training of the concentration depends on the morality or the ethical discipline. Here in this, the great scholar Tsongkhapa prays to the ethical discipline. Here said that there are four persons. The one person is a person that who listen much and he don't practice well. And then the second person he practices the good. That person is a good. And the third person, it said that the person who listen a little, and then he person who don't practice, and then the fourth person who listen a lot, he practice a lot, the fourth person. So the great scholar Tsongkhapa refers to the collection of the Hearing Sutra, which taught by the Shakyamuni Buddha. So in the person, there are different persons. So what we should be such a person like that, listen a lot and practice a lot. Then we become a best person too. In the past, the Panchen Lhasa Chökyen, he listened a lot and he practiced a lot. And the great scholar Tsongkhapa also said that Thangpo Gyachen Thoba Mangdo Sil Padu Shunglu Thamse Thambash Thambani Sil Kundu Nyamsula Kundu Temba Gyebe Shedwan. Great scholar Tsongkhapa, he also expressed that at the beginning I have listened a lot. He said that at the beginning I have listened a lot. I have heard a lot of Dharma from the masters, gurus, qualified master. And then in the middle, I practiced them in the daytime, in the night time. At the end, the great scholar Tsongkhapa dedicated his life for all the sentient beings. So whether we can dedicate our life for all the sentient beings or not, we will try to. We have to try to, whether we can practice our daytime and the night time, every moment, we have to try to. And whether we can listen a lot or not, but we have to try to listen again and again. And then we should be such person who listen a lot, who practice a lot. And here also says that some person who understand that, listening is very important, hearing is very important. And then the regarding of the concentration and the listening about the concentration, hearing about the wisdom, and he or she always do a negative actions and impolite, then it's a no good. We should not be like that person. As we listen, we have take carry them into the practice. And try to be a disciplined body, discipline speech, and discipline mind. Then that's the purpose of listening the Dharma. Then they hear again the subject about the death. Someone who listens a lot and he or she never practice, then the death comes and the regret will come. I have listened a lot, but I didn't practice. I have my mistake, my fault at the time of death too. The death will come. Time of death, we don't know when it comes. Where it comes, we don't know too. So after death, the Dharma is the only thing. When we're traveling to from this place to other place, what can benefits, we will carry it too. Like that, in the next rebirth, we have to carry what we have, the positive actions we have earned. What we practice on the Four Noble Truths, we can carry those. And here it says that the great scholar Tsongkhapa, perhaps it said to me, perhaps the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that, don't be enjoyed to talking much, to be practiced. Talking much and not practice, and that's not good. The collection of the hearing, it gives the example of the one, what we call the wood or the tree, sugar cane tree. To sugar cane, we make the juice from the sugar cane, and the bark of the sugar cane, it don't have a very good juice. To inside it, there is an essence and juice in the sugar cane. To the outside is the bark. So like bark, like that. Like that, person like me, when it's a time to talking, you might thought that, how he is a good practitioner. But in the practice, it's very hard to me. I cannot practice. So here it gives the example. I am the example, like a sugar cane, the bark. And also here that gives the other example when we go to the movie and theater too, and then the Richard Gere comes in the movie too. And then we are watching, and then we said, oh, how wonderful Richard Gere is. And then the Cary Grant, and then the other actor, too, John, and whoever actor in whatever nationality, country, the actor, we praise the qualities of that actress, too. Actors or actress, we praise, too. But we are not actor and actress, too. We're just talking the qualities and then excellent and amazing of that actor, to like that person like me. So I'm talking the Dharma benefits, there are a lot of benefits of the Dharma listening, contemplating, and meditation. But for me, it's really difficult to practice the Dharma. It's like a bark of the sugar cane. Now, after that, it says that Shakyamuni Buddha is a valid person, is a qualified person, and then when you listen the Dharma, and whoever you listen the Dharma is remember the Shakyamuni Buddha and listen the Dharma from him. That's the one recognition. And your the sixth recognition, sixth recognition is that may the Dharma remain very long time. So the time is the 15 minutes, only 15 minutes. And I have told this morning about the. Better to tell the biography of the Shakyamuni Buddha, the biography of those spiritual masters, and you listen to those and read those and try to follow those the Shakyamuni Buddha, and then Ajarya Nagarjuna, Ajarya Asanga. You have already heard Ajarya Asanga biography, and try to step on and on towards your forward direction. So. There also one physician, the doctor, physician in Tibet. That physician, the name in Tibet, we say the Nyamya Thakpo Lhasa. He's the one great master of the Kagyupa. And Thakpo Lhasa, and then he is a medicine physician. He is a doctor. He has a two child and wife. And at the end, he separated. Ultimate separate from his two child, and at the final, he separated from his household, his the only one, what we call the wife. Dapulachi separated from that wife. At the final, she also very difficult to separate from him, but at the end, we also have the experience of death. Dapulachi, the Kagyupa master, separated from that his beloved lady, child, and after that, he generated the thought of the renunciations, give up all the worldly activities, mundane activities. Looks like a beautiful, nice, but in real, it is changeable. It's not permanent. He changed his thought, and he says the great meditator called the meditator the great saint, the Milarepa, and he respected him, he followed him. And after that, he has generated the, after he lost everything, he generated the thought of renunciations. And then he learned about the Dharma. He became the Kagyupa master or the halter. And Gelupa, the Lamazonkhapa, and the Kagyu, Nyamya Thakpo Lhasa, and the Rechungpa. Renunciations comes from the thinking of the suffering. And someone who next week, someone who traveling from here to India, and
then try to develop your Dharma practice and be careful when you go out to India to the Dharma. Develop your mind and be careful. And then we wish to see again whether I'm here, whether I'm there, wherever we are. Here. It's a changing suffering, samsara, true. Okay. Then we read the Gishilas, the first Lady Rinpoche is this. So this is the Lady Rinpoche this one. No. It's this one. Lajid.
Namo esmo yon timi hin ti hin di yu ci hin yu 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 damo yu shi shu yu lu yu yu ramo yun chi mo yu ma yu yu la yu yun da yu yu mi yu 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 bi yu yu ti yu yu ci yu yu yun ci yu yu hi ci yu yu la yu yu ma ra yu su lu yu wa yu di bi Namo yanda yo yo ni he do yo do yo yo namo yanda yo yo ve he le samo si yo yanda han be he si yo yo so yo yong go yo yo mo yo yo do yo to si yo yo nje yo yo nje yo yo nde yo 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 nde yo he yo samo yo yo nje le he chi le Yo 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 mo yo 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 Jiyo ye, jiyo ye, sao ye, hoyan biyo yo yo, biyo yo yo, kwa lo yo yo, mbo mo yo yo, jiyo ye, he, bien. Helen ren, jiyo yo yo, ma yo yo yo, biyo yo yo, da yo yo, wa lo yo yo, xia wa yo yo, den yo yo, xio. Jiyo yo yo, zilu yo yo, den yo yo, ni yo yo, jiyo yo yo, biyo yo yo, jiyo yo yo, do yo yo, da yo yo. Do yo yo lo yo yo nje yo yo nje yo yo nu lo yo yo bi yo yo nje yo yo nje yo yo nje yo yo do yo do bo yo sho yo ho do ri yo 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 bi yo yo nje yo yo jo yo yo nje yo yo mi yo 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 mi yo yo lo ho yo wa ho yo ni yo 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 bo ro yo yo sho bo yo yo je ne yo yo sho yo 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 do yo yo sho yo ho lo yo yo je yo 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 mi yo yo Lo yo yo mi yo yin de yo yin zu hu jo yo yin bi yo yin si yo 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 de yo 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 jine de bi yo yo li yo 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 ngo hu yo ji yo 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 de yo 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 lo yo yo wa yo yo yin zu ru yo yo bi yo 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 de yo yin zu yo yin zu hu yo ji yo 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 wa yo yo bu ru yo yo xia bu yo yo de yo yo yin zu dan le no hu yo xin go yo do hu yo yo zi yo han de ji yo yo no yo yan tho yo yo mi he no yo yo pho ro yo yin xia ro yo wo yi ri mi yo ni yo yo do yo yo bo yo cho yo yo lo yo yo wo yo yan cho ro yo de Do yo yo ji yo 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 ji yo 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 mi yo he shi yo yo wo lo yo xia wo yo jin yo yo shu yo da yo jo yo yo nam yo he lo yo yo ma nu ru yo yo la ma yo sa ne ji yo yo shi yo yo do mo yo ji he ji yo yo chen yo he shi yo ni yo yo nam xia wo yo jin yo yo du ho ji Shiyo ye ngu hiyo ye shiyo ye yin jiyo ye hindu bo yin
English in please.
The mere appearance of the myriad designs of your personal beauty on the surface of the mind's mirror makes one's vitality at mental. O God of long life, this is our blessing. We crave the kind, imminent Guru, who has abandoned all faults and perfected all realization, the veil of great enlightenment, who has tamed himself with the nectar of the three types of morality, and who is unmatched in explaining the vast scriptures. O Lord, noble protector of the world, for the liberation of the afflicted beings of this degenerated era, sit permanently and firmly on indestructible throne, supported by eight lines for an ocean of eons. O moon of eloquence, the radiance of the white light of your excellent knowledge and virtue, swell the vast milk ocean of the doctrine of Jetantapa, glittering with the splendor of the jewels of liberation. May you live long. You are the unprecedented second Lord of the Gods. The ray with a thousand eyes that distinguish the reality of the way of karma. Beautified with the jewel ornament of love for sentient beings. Possessing the hundred-pronged Vajra of the Kumbhs, Almighty Diana, may you live long. O Supreme Guide, King of Kings, endowed with the fortitude that explains hundreds of texts, with fangs and paws that destroy the hosts of misleading gods, enriching the world of eloquent speech and composition, may you live long. O Lord, who has abandoned conceptual form that clings to ordinary appearance, who has mastery over the supreme realizations of the stages of Tantra, in which whatever appears manifests as purity, may you live long as Vajra holders. May the high spiritual teachers, skilled in teaching us the key points of the good path without mistake, just as it is, may they live long. May their wishes be spontaneously fulfilled. May they be pleased to nurture us continuously throughout our future lives. By the blessings of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, by the power of unerring causal dependent origination, by the truth of our pure aspirations, may the good result of our prayer be spontaneously fulfilled.
Kişiler Rabbin sonuçlarına.
Evet,
teşekkür. Ramjan Jebe Dunsa Dendu Dunyo Kurdu Jebe Duje Dormanshi Vendan Duje Jebo Jen Hove Denjan Dejo Nedu Samle Dane Shayan Dome Jeze Yangju Dembe Jeme Nuje Joyo Kanwa Mebaya Nazo Jishendu Shizio Leboya Jela Yangji Jeyan Jebe Sunsa Bumda Dube Ramjan Shinye Jebo Nu Jesus,
Yang da da gu men jie bo yu gang le yang ke jun zang bi he nam de rab zu bo lu zang jie de den se jie bian mo zhen le bu le xie bian jie bu hu niu jin xiu chong song lu wa mei bi he xin du da jun ye min ju ro den ju hu zang mi da jia la zang da bi he den ba yi men bi hen de de la niu du bo xiu.
Infinite Buddhas and Bodhisattvas.
You are the endowment of the unfinished and immeasurable greatness.
Kindly call on us, as it is, the rays of nectar from the great cloud of your pervasive, pure, and bright wisdom and compassion, which illuminate our distress. We pray to you, unincomparable great hero, who has perfectly realized within his mind the threefold ethics, a pure essence of the extensive system of Tathagata's teaching. You have raised the telescope of Dharma in hundreds of directions. Your body is the sum of all wonderful qualities, and all of a sudden it's set into solitary peace. You have committed before infinite Buddhas to work for Dharma and sentient beings. You could not have given up your commitment. However, your presence depends on the fortunes of disciples, for the power of the benefit is inconceivable. Please reemerge soon as a new life of Brahma, however your compassion that never abandons us. Please return soon as a supreme spiritual guide, penetrate the mouth of the immense teaching of Buddha. For what was the eloquent illustrates the teachings, and assumes individual dispositions and capacities. Please return soon as a great Dharma king, who would be known in all directions, smashing into pieces a mountain of misguided teachings and views. To the power of your thunderbolt lightning of the three reasonings, please return soon just like your previous self, an expert in the five major sciences of Buddhism, whose eloquent words and articulation of the teaching captivate the hearts of all the scholars and activate deep appreciation in pure enthusiastic minds. Please return soon as a spiritual guide, and endow with hundreds of knowledge, kindness, and dedication, in regard to the perfect community of meditation and conduct, one who facilitates the holding of the frozen lotus, that is the golden teaching of Sahaba. By the power of the green and valuable jewels, by the power of the venerable virus of unchanging emptiness, by the true heart of the cross and devotion, may all our aspirations be spontaneously fulfilled.
Namo Vô Biên Chư Phật Chư Bồ Tát, các đại từ thiện các nhà hảo tâm, chủ tâm là đoàn thiện chúng sinh thần, xin giải từ tâm ân cần phù hộ, mưa thấy thủy từ mây đại lộ, đủ vệ lưu thịnh hộ dạng người, tận diệt thân khổ tức thời, những thân hàng của đại hùng vô sanh, đã hoàn toàn chuyển hóa tánh như tâm, ba tạng lấy vật cốt tủy lương tâm của đại từ như lai thủy trèo. Trong những thư phát quả vô phương, báo thân Ngài trở vào phẩm hạnh, sau bỗng nhiên nhập cảnh đi đi. Ngài từng chức Phật để đi, hứa luôn hoàng pháp là vì độ sanh, nên Ngài hẳn không thèm bỏ nguyện, vì bước đệ tử mà Ngài hiện thế, vì nhân duyên chẳng thể nghĩ bàn, xin mau hóa sanh thành ánh đạo vàng, từ bi mãn chẳng bỏ đàn vơ vơ, xin mau trở lại là đại đạo sư, nhưng coi tàn chứa thiên thương vô bờ, lời ngươi giả xuất từ pháp bảo, thế căn cơ thiện xả mà sanh, mong ngươi thành thật lập tất cả nhiều thứ, nhân của ngươi thành thế cùng sanh, phá tan mấy nghĩ pháp rồng cả kiến, tam đạo luật xét kiến sống ra, xin mong phòng giả khẩu khổ kháng tâm, thiện giả cảm nhận thọ văn nước lòng, xin mong trở lại là Phật đạo sư, thiên thư thông thái hướng từ tận tâm, tránh kiến chỉ là chỉ cần ưu xem thiết bị thu lân phát đàn của tông theo bà ý ngọc lời vàng, do thần lực tăng bảo ứng ứng, do thần lực duyên khởi tiêu ân, với tánh con vô thường bất trùng, do tâm lực thị thành cùng tứ lưu, xin do sở lực chứng đệ tử được biết thời viên mãn.
The dedications. I forgot to say, okay, to sit there. Sometimes you cat in the chew, wherever you sit, okay. Throwing the leaf, with all the senior students. Okay, here are all the senior students, and you have listened the many dharma from the Dishilas. Practice them and take your seat. Okay. And then you know the dedication rule. That may the spiritual His Holiness the Dalai Lama remain very long life, and then all the spiritual masters remain long life, and whatever their great activities and deeds, it become successful. All the sentient beings in this world, whatever suffer by the starvations and whatever their suffering, they free from their sufferings. In short, all the mother sentient beings be free from the two obscurations and may they attain the enlightenment very quickly. Thank you very much. And then don't do the prostration, okay? Especially you who are traveling to India, okay? You will be a substitute of me, and I will try to substitute of you.